Sweet pet, come closer. I have a proposition for you. These last 2 months, getting to know you, getting to explore you, getting to mold you. It's been bliss. You're so much more confident than you were when we first met. So much happier too. You shine so brightly, darling. Smiling your beautiful smile. You're eating better and taking better care of your hygiene. And I know that you've been sleeping more soundly. And I know that you know that the driving force behind that change has been my control. Not just my gentle guidance, but the feeling you get when you feel like you're mine. It motivates you so efficiently, darling. It's touching how passionately you want to be your best self for me. Which is why there's something I want to do with you. A new kind of control. To make it so that the most primal of your desires are mine. To direct and oversee. So that they may be channeled productively. Tell me, Pat, what do you know about chastity? Oh, Pat, you're very learned, but a bit silly. No, we're absolutely not going to stop having sex. Perish the thought. What I want to introduce to you is more like a training tool. Something that will keep you from getting distracted. Something to keep you nice and focused on my needs. Yes, even more than you already are. First and foremost, I think you spend too much time masturbating. I understand that just being in my presence is very exciting for you. And that you feel you need to relieve pressure yourself sometimes when I'm not available. But to put it simply, darling, I want to be the only one deciding when your pressure needs to be relieved. Furthermore, I must say, your aura skills could use some work. You have a very nice tongue. But you don't use it nearly as well as you use that cock of yours. And I confess, and this is a bit of a quibble, I can't help but notice how sometimes, when we're cuddling, your hands, for a brief moment, will stray from caressing me, so you can ever so slightly fondle yourself. I think we should correct these things, don't you? Good boy. I have a few cages here. I like them all very much. But I want you to be the one to choose which one goes around your cock. They all work mostly the same. There's this ring here. That slides past your balls and goes behind them. Oh, don't worry, darling. I'll use plenty of lube. It won't hurt at all. And then there's the cage itself, which, well, I'm sure the shape of it is enough for you to know where it goes. That attaches to the ring, and once that's done, there's the lock. This pretty, shiny, tiny little thing that keeps you from separating the ring and the cage. And of course, with every lock, there's a key. A key I'll be taking. One I'll keep on my person at all times. Maybe I'll have it on a necklace, nestling between my breasts. Or perhaps I'll have it on an anklet, so you can be right up next to it when you're kneeling at my feet. Oh, Pet, you're trembling. Your eyes are so wide right now. But I can see how excited you are. You've been so sheltered, darling. But you're with me now. And I have so much to show you about the world of pleasure and denial and service. And it all starts with these lovely cages. This pink silicone one is very cute, of course. Certainly more than a bit emasculating at first glance, but there's a poetic irony in putting your exceptional manhood in such a pretty little cage that I simply adore. And the color will look so good against your skin, darling. And it's a little roomy, as you can see, so you obviously can't get hard in it, but you'll be able to twitch and jostle around a bit without too much discomfort. But if that's not your style, there's this one. It's clear plastic. You'll notice it's quite a bit smaller, though. It would be a very tight fit for you. Your cock would practically have to be squished into it. It would be perfectly safe, of course. I've already taken the necessary measurements. And that means whenever I'm playing with you, I can just look down and see that wonderful cock trying to just burst out of its cage. And I don't have to worry about needing to unlock you. I can just listen to your moans and whimpers for hours and hours. Lastly, I have this stainless steel cage with thin bars. It looks just like a birdcage, see? This one is perfect for teasing you. I can poke and prod with my fingernails, slowly running them ever so gently down the length of your shaft. And as soon as you start to get excited, your cock presses against these bars, trying desperately to get out. And then I bend down between your legs, my tongue sticking out. I can lick that locked up cock through the bars. But only for a moment, Pat. Certainly not long enough for you to be able to savor it. Your whimpers at just the idea of it are so lovely. But of course, I can tease and torment you very, very efficiently, no matter which cage you choose. Wrapping my lips around that prison of yours. Squeezing your balls as your cock desperately twitches, needing to be touched. There are so many other things I can do to you. But certainly, I'm not going to let you know everything I'm planning. When the time comes and you've just begun to feel like you're used to our arrangement, that's when I'll let you know what else I have in store for you. Well, if you want it, of course. Remember, Pat, this is about your cock becoming my property. Not about me torturing you. Well, maybe a little torture, but only the fun kind, I promise. The kind where I tell you how wet it makes me to see your cock swelling up against its plastic prison, while I dangle the only key right in front of your face. Knowing you've given me this power, this control, knowing that my desires are your first priority, knowing I've finally found a pet who understands my beautiful fantasies. Oh, darling, I see it all over your face. Your eyes are shining. You're smiling so widely. You're practically drooling. You want this as much as I do. Oh, thank you, truly. Well, this is obviously a big fantasy of mine, and you being this enthusiastic about it, this eager to trust me with this responsibility, it means so much to me. It's wonderful, Pat. I'm going to be your perfect key holder. It's going to be incredible.